While Burton Port was highlighted, this is the first time that we've been told officially that Burton Port is due for closure, as well as Rosnakill, Meenanairy and Brinalec. I'm furious the more I read the release from An Post, and they carried out a very cynical exercise. They came to an agreement with the Postmasters Union, supported by the government, that they would close these and deprive rural Ireland of a service that we've been used to for years. We all know that post offices cannot be profitable, that there has to be a public service obligation to retain the services in these areas. If the same criteria were to be applied in Dublin, bus, or indeed in to the airports in Kerry and Donegal, then there would be no service. So I believe that they have to revisit this, and I'm totally in support of meetings in the various areas, which we as TDs will support, but it's a matter for the locals to instigate such meetings.
We're told in some of the areas affected, there are people who are willing to take the contracts over. An Post's making it quite clear in its own statement that in areas where postmasters opt to retire, the office will close. An Post, in its statement, is not allowing any leeway in that regard. You believe with government intervention that should change?
Absolutely, I've no doubt. And what perturbs me most is that An Post took a deliberate decision to make these announcements while the Dáil was in recess. That was deliberate, to try and ensure that there would be less pressure on the Minister and the Government. Now, what they must realise, that we're returning to the Dáil on the 18th of September, and next week I understand that the Communications Committee are inviting An Post in to try and ascertain the background to this. I met very casually the Minister for Communications while in Dublin meeting the Pope on Saturday last, and I mentioned to him that it was a wrong decision and that it would need to be revisited. It's unfair to put the pressure on the individual postmasters or postmistresses to say, well, they're responsible for closing. They're not. It's a matter for them. They've been given an offer, and it's their right to accept or reject this. And the focus should return to An Post and not to the locals.
As you say, the Dáil resumes on the 18th of September. Now, we know that this is a rolling six-month programme. Burton Port, we understand, won't be closing until close to the new year. Other offices are slated for closure before that. It is your belief, then, with political pressure, once the Dáil resumes, and I've no doubt TDs from every constituency in the country are going to want to table motions and adjournments and so on and so forth, this is going to be a big issue when the Dáil resumes. Is that going to have an impact?
I believe it will have an impact when the Minister and the Government realise that these policies have not been rural-proofed, and we've been ever told that they're interested in providing services in rural Ireland. There are two rural ministers who are responsible. One is in communications, Dennis Nocton, and we have Michael Ring, Minister for Rural Affairs, and I believe they have to lead by example and convince An Post that for €8 million per year they can provide a public service obligation in the most rural areas.
And it isn't as though ministers who hail from areas like Mayo and Roscommon are going to need to be told what it's like in rural areas. It's not as though they're two people who've grown up and spent their whole lives in Dublin.
Not at all. Many of their areas within their constituencies are extremely rural, like parts of West Donegal and other parts of the county. So they do fully understand. But I firmly believe that someone and ministers took the eye off the ball when the proposal came from the Postmasters Union and An Post, and they look for ratification by the government, which they gave them. And I believe that this went through too casually without any scrutiny.
As Las Concorla, is there anything you can do in Dáil Éireann to ensure this gets a full debate? Obviously, it's going to be a matter for whips to decide and to discuss and so on. But is there anything in your office that you can do at this point?
Well, of course, I'll be in my capacity as a TD for Donegal, and I'm allowed to take my place in the Dáil, and I'll be doing that. But initially, it'll be a matter for the opposition parties to table a private member's motion. And I'm quite certain that will receive the support of all opposition parties. And of course, the last time we had a debate on rural post offices, there was no vote on it at all. All across the board were in favour of the retention of rural post offices. But of course, this has now come as a major surprise.